Alaska's avalanche season is underway, and Alaska state troopers are hoping to raise awareness of the dangers of mountain backcountry travel. Beginning tomorrow, troopers are sponsoring avalanche workshops in Seward, Talkeetna, Fairbanks, Glen Allen, and Sitka. The majority of avalanches that involve injuries or death are triggered by snow machines, skiers, and snowboarders. In Juneau, backcountry users can practice their avalanche rescue skills at Eagle Crest Ski Area's new Avalanche Beacon Training Park. The mobile unit was purchased with the idea that it could be used for training in other parts of the southeast region. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander visited the park with Eagle Crest snow safety directors and got a primer.
When you're out in the backcountry, your friend gets caught in a slide and he's buried. That's not the time you want to get the instruction book out and start to wonder, now how does this work?
Eagle Crest ski patrolman Dale Gosnell has seen it happen before. Backcountry enthusiasts buy the right gear, but don't know how to use it.
It's important to have an avalanche transceiver, an avalanche probe, a shovel, and the skill to use those things, and also a companion who also has those tools and those skills.
After 2 weeks of sun that belied spring, it's a windy, snowy day at Eagle Crest. Gosnell and Snow Safety Director Brian Davies know that skiers and snowboarders will be heading out of bounds this weekend. They hope they stop at the Avalanche Beacon Training Park before they cross the rope line. The so-called Easy Search is mounted on a pole beside Raven Runout at Cropley Flats. It's powered by efficient lithium batteries recharged by a solar panel above. Six radio-controlled units, each about the size of a small briefcase, are buried beneath the snow in an area about the size of a soccer field. Those pads simulate buried victims wearing an avalanche transceiver. This is the place to practice using the gear that's required for safe backcountry travel. The machine has three search modes, each with increasing difficulty. Davy sets it on easy, and it indicates that one avalanche victim is buried somewhere in the area.
Gonna get your probe ready.
He turns on his transceiver. Gosnell makes sure his transceiver is off.
Otherwise, you're kind of looking for each other.
Avalanche transceivers send out electromagnetic flux lines in every direction. Searchers follow those signals to the beacon that's transmitting from the buried victim. Davies and Gosnell start hiking through the heavy snow. Cropley Flats soon begins to feel like a big place. Davies hikes in one direction, then another, still no beeps from his transceiver. Then his pace quickens and it appears he has a signal. He stops and probes deep into the snow and hits soil. Again and again he probes. His transceiver tells him he's getting closer to the victim.
I'm just kind of probing outward in a circle, giving about 10 centimeters between each probe strike.
He reaches the victim, and behind him the Easy Search is beeping. A yellow light is flashing. If this had been a real avalanche, the chances of surviving decreased dramatically after 15 minutes. It took Davies just over 11 minutes. In a real-life situation, the next step is digging out the victim.
Statistically, the average burial depth in the United States is 8/10 of a meter, so just shy of 3 feet, or right about 3 feet. They say the average time to move a cubic meter or a cubic yard of snow 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet is about 10 minutes. If you are doing a multiple search, none of the beacons turn off until you've found them all, so it makes you think, because you can't turn off somebody's beacon until they've been excavated out of the snow.
The Avalanche Beacon Training Park is funded by a $15,000 grant from the Alaska Search and Rescue Association, or ASARA. The park is a collaboration of Eagle Crest, National Ski Patrol, Juneau Mountain Rescue, Sea Dogs, and ASARA. JMR's Doug Wesson wrote the successful grant for the rugged portable unit, which can be used for training by mountain rescue groups throughout southeast Alaska. Alyeska Ski Resort in Girdwood also has an Easy Search. Eagle Crest Snow Safety Director Davies says there's no substitute for practice if you're traveling in the backcountry.
Yeah, we have a pretty adventurous community that like to get out and about. And unfortunately, I coined a phrase of maritime complacency. Our snowpack kind of leads us into getting away with a lot of stuff. But when it does go, it tends to go pretty big. And we don't want anybody hurt. We want people to be out there and enjoy. So come practice.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.